Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
I'm Alias,
Toto,
Leslie,
Margaret,
Chloe,
Israel,
Joseph,
Karina,
Marjorie. Welcome to
Dreams of the Ivy League.
Hello, welcome to our first part, brief introduction. With the final exam around the corner, today we are going to talk about some rules and regulations upon our final exam as well as re-examinations. In the end of the term, American schools will employ many ways to evaluate student study. Among those hundreds of ways, there are some outstanding ones, which are frequently used by university teachers. Different kinds of tests and exams, assignment marks, oral reports, as well as some term papers. Tests and exams are the most normal form to evaluate student study. The mark of midterm and final exams accounts for 60% or even more in your final evaluation, so those tests are always the last to ignore. During the final week, you can see the library bright lit in the night. As for your assignments, they are mostly based on your courses. If you have listened carefully to your teacher in class and asked for help when running into difficulties, you won't get a low mark. Oral reports seem to be the one which deserves the most worry. You are supposed to make your presentation before the professor and your fellow classmates, so that your essay must be fluent enough to ensure your proper expression. You are also supposed to be ready for any disturbs, for the professor or your classmates would come up with some confusions or questions upon your report. It can be really nervous without enough preparation, so keep in mind that everything should be taken into consideration when doing oral reports. Many professors prefer to use term paper to know about the student study. To ensure that your term paper is in the right form, ask your professor for an example and finish yours according to that one. If you can finish your term paper before the deadline, then you can ask for your professor's advice during office hour upon your work. In this way, you can better your term paper. In the same time, making your work more familiar to your professor is really a practical way to improve your marks.
In fact, financial support American University offered to postgraduate students mainly consists of two categories, scholarships and grants. At the stage of undergraduate education, some schools will provide financial assistance according to their needs. Order funding in graduate stage is not based on students' needs, but based on students' excellence. In some schools which have financial strengths, such as Cornell University and Yale, almost all successful PhD students will be offered tuition, fees, allowance, and health insurance costs, and a series of scholarships or grants. In other schools, only the best part of students in the school will receive financial aid from the school, while other students can only get their qualifications in the second semester or the second academic year. The number of scholarships and grants varies according to the field of study you choose to pursue. The probability and amount of grants obtained by engineering and most science graduates are also far higher than those applied for other fields. In contrast, students in the field of law, medicine, business, and other fields are much less likely to get financial aid from the school. Grants are usually divided into research assistantships and teaching assistantship. RA requires students to participate in the research work of the professor. The specific work includes experimental operations, data analysis, programming, and even cooperative papers. TA's responsibilities include helping the professor's management laboratory, test paper scoring, and so on.
Hello everyone, it's Chloe.
This is
is Margaret.
Welcome to Word and Slang. This final week is coming, so in today's program, we will be telling you something about final exams in America.
In China, before the final exam, students would worship Confucius and hope this would bring good luck. And it would also be a way to relieve stress. But what would American students do? In fact, their activities are far more intense than ours. Harvard University says that during the final exam, students can go outdoors or stick their heads out of the window and scream in the middle of the night, even if your cry is creepy. So, on the first night of the final exam, Harvard students are used to running and screaming in a square. If it's in our school, it's estimated that you'll be hit by a chalk head or a chair flying out of the window.
Striking, smashing cars, jumping lakes, throwing people into poles, library screaming lights. These bizarre activities unlock the right way to open the final season of American universities. What is it that American college students can think of in order to reduce stress? At the end of the semester, you must have seen underpowered, undersleeping people in the crowds in the library. But have you ever seen a shortage of clothes? Take a glimpse of UC Berkeley's ultimate focus on striking.
Some universities holding striking activity once a year have been remarkable enough, but as the leading school of sexual freedom, Berkeley takes each dead week, which is before the final week, to Moffitt Library to set the traditional habit of striking. It aims to release the pressure before the exam, celebrate the review has finally come to an end, and inspire the final week.
So, what are the expressions about exams, and what would American students say about that? If you haven't reviewed a subject until the last moment and want to get a good grade in a short time, you must say, "I think I'll have to cram." As for asking the range of the test, there is a sentence like this: "Will the test cover the whole book?" If you want to review now, you better make a plan. So you can say, "I have to make a plan for the general review." It is much better than just saying make a plan.
In COC, maybe all of us are not brave enough to cheat in the exam. The phrase brave enough can be replaced by bold enough. For those who fail the exam, they must take a makeup exam.
We're going to have the final exam soon. Have you begun your review? We all hope you have a plan for the general review. Be sure to pass the exam. This is the last program in this term.
Margaret, what's up? Why do you look so upset?
Hey, Elias. Well, nothing special, actually. You know, the final is around the corner, but I'm not prepared for it at all.
Take it easy, girl. You work hard this semester, haven't you?
Apparently not, or I wouldn't be so worried.
Oh, no. You should have paid more attention to your schoolwork.
I agree, but I've wasted too much time on too many meaningless things. What can I do now?
Well, it's a little bit late, but you can still make up for it. Now, finish your dinner, go back to your dormitory to read your books for a while, and go to bed early. Tomorrow, I'll see you in the library at 6 in the morning.
6 in the morning? Why so early? It's freezingly cold in winter, and I'm still in a sound sleep at that time. I thought it was just me going to the library as soon as the dinner is over.
Yes, you must get out of your comfort zone if you want to have good grades. Don't be late, and you'll know why tomorrow.
All right.
Hello, Margaret. This is Alice. Have you got up?
Not yet. Thanks for waking me up, or I must be late. Wait. Are you crazy? This is merely 5 o'clock.
Oh, it's just a little reminder. Don't be late.
Fine, fine. Since I can't fall asleep anymore anyway.
See you later.
Finally here. How long have you waited here?
About 10 minutes, Actually, I'm wondering why you're still narrowly late under the condition of getting up at 5.
Waking up doesn't always mean getting up. I think you're as crazy as the winds in Beijing.
Vice versa, I think you are. Anyway, come in now.
Sounds like the library is your home. Wow, I didn't expect there would be so many people. The library has just opened.
Yeah, the library is always packed during the final week, even so early. Beating the crowd to get a seat is almost impossible in daytime, so you need to be an early bird.
Got it. It's a little difficult for me, though.
Get used to it, at least for the week until the final.
Okay, but can I study in the dormitory or somewhere else? It's inconvenient to come here every day.
You'd better not. In that case, you will be easily distracted. You may be reading a book at this moment, but the next second, you may fall for the trick of your bed and waste the whole day.
Okay. I'll try my best anyway. By the way, how's your schoolwork going?
Actually, I don't think I need to revise anymore.
What do you mean?
I've worked hard so the final doesn't bother me that much, and now I'm going to date.
Oh no, I wish I've studied as you did.
Hello everyone, it's going to be our free talk today. We mainly talk about our final examination. So, what about you?
Tomorrow I'd like to make some plans for my final weeks because I have studied so much lessons in this term and I'm going to take 6 exams in January, and it's really a big task.
A challenge.
And the grade this term is really important to me because I want to teach my major. So the grade is really a really important thing for me. So yeah, and in the final week I would really try hard to review all my lessons, and in the same time I'm going to celebrate Christmas and New Year with my best friends, and it's really
wonderful time.
Yeah, it's really wonderful time.
Okay, so in Christmas and New Year you can forget your work. Forget all this bother you for a little while.
I will set aside some time for that. Yeah.
I'm actually a little bit luckier than you, for I only have to take 4 tests in the final week. Yeah, and though one of the subjects I haven't learned it through the whole semester, I'm still going to take the tests, and I don't really know how to make plans actually. So how do you make plans for review?
Today we're going to talk about how to make plans
for the general review.
Just list all the things you need to do. And for example, for advanced mathematics, you have to review the book.
Mm-hmm.
And you are supposed to make some summaries of the book. And then you have to do some other do some other exercises.
How do you get the exercise?
Just from the
teacher?
No, just some exercise in the book, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I think those exercises in the book is really enough for you to do. Just list all the things here and just
stick to the plans and get it through, right?
Yeah. It is said that once you finish all the exercise behind every chapter, and you will won this test, I won this exam, but I never succeed to do this.
Really? Then maybe I'll have a try then.
Try it.
Yeah, give myself a chance to survive.
But according to my experience, every time I arrange a time to do something, I can never finish it on time.
Yeah?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah? So that's a problem?
You're like the expert. Expert of time managing.
Because the reality is not just the same as your clients, you know. You do many, many things just happen all of a sudden, you know. So you have to set aside some time for you to make up. For example, you can set aside your weekends. Then if you have made something in the weekday, then you can make up in the weekend. Something like that.
It's more like a lecture today.
No? Lecture? What about your ideas?
Long before the final week, I thought I would work hard and make sense of every bit of my book. But now I haven't started at all.
And, me too.
And I found there were just too many things to memorize. You know, I learned teaching Chinese as a second... I major in teaching Chinese as second language, and I need to learn the modern Chinese and the ancient Chinese. Just ancient Chinese, just there are just too many things to memorize. Poems and the titles and the authors, just and the definition of a noun. That's a torture, and I don't think I can finish it, actually.
Yeah, it's really difficult. It sounds impossible to accomplish.
So, you don't have to take final tests.
Yes, I just need to write thesis, and we have many play on our classroom as my final examination. I think it's very interesting, but we need take a lot of time. So I think this it is another text for me as a final examination, but it's also very interesting for me.
It's another form of examination, actually.
Yes, yeah. But thesis is the must we should do at the examination. Okay, so have you any strategy for your plan?
Me.
What about you?
Actually, I don't know how to make plans, and now Leslie have answered this question for me. I have another question, is how to stick to the plans. And she said that you can make weekends the makeup time for your schedules. Then I think... it's one solution, but it's that sometimes I have time for my schedules, but I just waste it away. Like you check your mobile phones twice in an hour, and you just listen to music, you play the games, you do a lot of strange things to kill the time, but just not sticking to your plans. So I think people call it procrastinations.
Yes.
Yeah, so how do you solve this question, these problems?
Why you ask me so many questions?
I have the same question of procrastination too. I will do everything except for what I set for my plan.
I also do something like that because in the... But I think we should try to shorten the time, you know, of our wasting time. Because I think... I think in our final weeks, I think we should clear our mind and just concentrate on our study. Yeah, you have to control yourself, I think. Yes. In this period.
But it's very hard to control.
you can just leave your iPhone at your dormitory and you just go to the library.
Yes, it's good.
Wow, it's pretty harsh.
I can do that. It's too horrible just thinking about it. Going to the library or somewhere else without my mobile phone.
Horrible.
So, my teacher Last week we have a class meeting, and our teacher said that they are very astonished that some of our students haven't gone to the library for the whole semester. He thinks that our major is really a difficult major. Just you have to spend a lot of time on your studying so that you can achieve a good grade. And he thinks that if you don't go to library or taking self-studying classes, then it's really astonishing. It means that we are not really studying. But I have those questions. It's like when I go to the libraries all by myself, even though I find a seat to sit down, I would play my phones, like doing the procrastination things. But if I find a mate to go along with me, we may play together. Yeah, but sometimes we may, you know, check on each other's. We may call each other, say, we have to go to the library together today, so you can't just play in your dormitory. But I don't think that really solved the problem.
The friend that your mate to accompany with you learn together is most important. You should choose the one self-control. Yes, okay. Control mate very well, and you can supervise each other.
Okay.
Yes.
But I think this kind of friend is rare and really difficult to find. And even if we can find a friend like this, it's not sure whether he or she would like to go with us.
Yeah.
So that's kind of tricky.
You have to make time for each other. Like, if I didn't have any break today, we would just say, why not go tomorrow? Then you will waste this time of break and you won't go to the library.
Yes.
And I think that, and it doesn't matter if we go to the library all by, only by ourselves. Like when you sit in the library, surrounded by people who all divided themselves into their study, you will feel kind of nervous.
Yeah.
Like they are all studying, and I'm playing my mobile phone, something like that.
I think under that circumstances, you may feel so intense that you want to sleep. Isn't it? I think a lot of people do. And
yes.
I never try to sleep in the library. Every time I go into the library, I feel nervous.
Because the library is too warm.
Yes, in winter.
So just sleeping.
I think study online may be another way to make ourselves study. Yeah, it may help us concentrate on our study.
How do you do that exactly?
Online to teach you some a point.
Watch videos.
Yes.
But then gradually I would switch to dramas.
Yes,
we'll
post
TV shows, reality shows. It's really difficult, you know. It's just...
And when you're having classes on the computer, things would happen that the teacher is speaking on the computer and you are playing your mobile phone on the other side of the screen and just hearing it, but you didn't understand anything.
And speaking of online study, I suddenly came to think of one of our subjects, career planning.
Okay.
We have to take it online and we have to submit essays and a lot of things.
You have to submit essays.
Yeah, the deadline is in January, you don't know?
Oh,
you don't have to take that?
Yeah. I have that class, but I don't have to submit the essay.
Why? I think it's the same thing for...
Essay.
Yeah, it's for all of the students.
You're having the class on the internet?
I don't really watch it, I just play there and let it go because I have to finish the job to earn the study point.
In the class, in the classroom, and it's so horrible. The class, I don't know what the teacher is talking about. Just posting video.
You mean as a sophomore, you still have to take this class?
No. I said last year when I was in.
Oh, this class in the classroom is
Well, it seems that the classes have switched into an online system. And I think that it's so much for today's discussion. And as for the last celebration before the exams, we're going to have a Christmas party on Saturday. So if you would like...
If you are interested, wanted to join us, then just, you know, can contact us through the official account. Yeah, maybe.
That's our free talk today.
Just wish you have good grades in the final test.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。